Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Morgan. This is Mark Molster. I'm going to need you to look up on your information for my information and your system.
Can I get your zip code?
Yeah, 54437.
55437.
Right.
And what was your first and last name?
Mark Molster. That's M-O-U-L-S-T-E-R.
You said that was M as in Mary, O-U. What was the rest?
L-S-T-E-R.
Yeah, sorry, I got that. It's M as in Mary, O-U, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-R.
Yes.
Give me one moment.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. Could you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, it's N10309 Madison Avenue, Greenville, Wisconsin, 54437.
Yeah, sir, and it looks like this order was placed for a fuel saver.
For a what?
It was for a fuel saver.
No, I don't. It was that I paid the $7.95 for the online purchase for the shipping.
Yes, sir. So when you place that order, that's a entry gift for our monthly subscription.
Well, okay. Here's the deal. You need to take me off of that, and you need to reimburse me the money that you sent, that you charged me to $56.95, total $65 here.
Yes, sir. It's stated on the website that that's an entry gift for our subscription. We can have the subscription canceled. We can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
Yeah, all right. Well, then you're going to be talking to my bank then. Because that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, and I can send that product, with your bank.
I'll send that product back to you guys as well.
We don't take any products back. We're in a global health pandemic. But I was going to
right. Well, you don't
your
screw me over like you just did. You don't screw me over like you guys
did. You didn't place the order, and your account goes into a chargeback. Give one moment to cancel your account, though, and I can give you a confirmation number.
Excuse me?
Give me a moment to cancel your account, and I can give you a confirmation number.
Yeah, all right. And I'll have my bank call you guys then.
What happens when a dispute is filed? A dispute puts the account into a chargeback because we can verify that you did place the order. And once that happens, we don't issue any kind of refunds.
Right. Yep.
So give one moment to have your account canceled.
That's all there is to it.
Give one moment to have your account canceled, and I can give you a confirmation number.
Yep. Give me a confirmation number, please. I'm sorry, Megan. I'm not trying to get all pissy with you, but I'm getting pretty goddamn upset about this shit. I'm serious. I'm not kidding one bit. I know this is your job and all, but hey, listen, this is bullshit.
We do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been misunderstood. We went ahead to cancel this account as a one-time
courtesy.
No,
it was misleading. It was misleading is what it was.
I'm sorry. Total
100% misleading. And I'm getting a hold of the Federal Trade Commission, and I'm reporting your fucking ass.
As a one-time courtesy, we went ahead and issued the full refund, although the terms and conditions might have been misunderstood. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 25898. C257989.
Okay, can you start over, please?
C258989. Okay. Your account's been canceled. A refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
And that'll go back on my card?
In 3 to 5 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. Have a great day.